Ah, yes, we'll always love our mama. Oh, we love our trendy mom. Oh, very smooth, buddy. Oh, my goodness. 980 WCAP. Anne Marie Seldon, a.k.a. the trendy mom, joins us as she does every week at this time. What a beautiful day, huh? Hey, everybody's going to be in a great mood, don't you think?
It's beautiful, but I still have my little heater on. Until it reaches well into the 75-degree range, I'm still freezing.
Anne Marie Seldon, have you checked your blood lately? Man, let's give you some. Oh,
I should be getting hotter as I get older. What's going on?
I should say.
Body temperature warmer.
I'm not going down. You are getting hotter. You're just not getting warmer. So what's new and exciting? How's everything?
Everything's good.
Yeah. Everybody's in a good mood because the weather has turned, and you know, just walking down the street, you see trees that have popped all of a sudden. So
it just all of a sudden happened.
Yeah, you know, we've got Orthodox Easter coming up on Friday. I mean Sunday rather. Which by the way is interesting because it coincides for the first time that I ever remember with Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Yep.
Cinco de Mayo. So I've decided to combine both around my house, and we're calling it a Cinco de Greco. Thanks for laughing along at that one. I've been working on that one. You know, so we can we can tap eggs and drink margaritas all in the same afternoon. Have you ever done that? The Greek thing?
I have not. No.
Yeah, I have Greek family members, and that was a thing. You get these red eggs, and I'm going to have my buddy Teddy Panos, who does the morning show here, who is he's the big Greek. And you tap them, and if your end breaks, then you're out. But whoever goes through the whole thing, and with their egg unscathed or uncracked, if it would be, it gets luck for the next year. So it's kind of a cool thing.
That is exciting.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about doing it anyway, even though, not having any lamb on Sunday. So, yeah. Hey, we're getting close to Mom's Day. Have you been working on my homework assignment?
Oh, my goodness, I have not.
Well, luckily for you,
I have a week left.
You got another week.
Well, it is interesting because I know we're talking about, gifts.
Yeah.
There was this one website that said, I think 68% of women want something practical, like an appliance for the kitchen.
Wait a minute.
And I was
are you
really
kidding me? If your husband brought you home a vacuum cleaner, he'd be living at the Y. Right? Oh, wait a minute. I'm speaking for myself.
Like something a little bit less practical.
Well, you know what, and I don't know where you saw that, but I'm definitely going to disagree because of course, every mom you ask, I just want to spend some time with you and the family. Yeah, baloney. Yeah, you want a spa day. That's what you want.
You do. It was from Wayfair.com,
the online
store for home items. And that, they did say that 68% would rather receive a practical household gift over flowers, chocolates, and jewelry this year.
Wow.
13.
I kind of find that hard to believe, buddy. I really do. Or those are the people that just go, whatever you give me is nice.
Although the KitchenAid mixer is a very, very nice mixer.
I'm also thinking no. No.
I'm kind of with you, but.
I don't know. But, if there are people out there, yeah, it's absolutely nice.
Yes, jewelry is very nice. Or just like a fun family day. I feel like, maybe getting to sleep a little bit late, maybe having the kids prepare breakfast. It's always a fun one, too.
What is that go-to breakfast you always get from the kids on Mother's Day?
The burnt toast?
Yeah, and a rotten egg. I get a tapeworm and it's good enough for them. Yeah, that's an old Stooges thing.
They try.
And that's, that is great. It really is. It really is.
That's my favorite, I think.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, and I know that, part of what you do as a trendy mommy is that you're always checking out websites and, what is this and what is that. But, we're hearing this thing, and it's getting closer and closer to us here in Massachusetts. We've been so lucky for so long, kind of escaping the sales tax thing by ordering stuff online. For somebody who does that a lot, not a lot, but you do buy a lot of stuff online, don't you? You get a lot of your stuff?
I do, yes.
Yeah. What kind of effect do you think that's going to have on the buying practices of the general public?
I have a strong feeling on this because there are people that like to touch and feel
yeah.
and physically see. So I think that that will always be the case. Mm-hmm. There are some people who just won't order online just because of the unknown.
Yep.
So I feel like there's always going to be that, you know, I'm just not going to get it online. I mean, shoes are very difficult to buy online.
Yeah, I just bought it.
But there are certain items like that that can be difficult to buy online unless you really know a company, know their fit. So I feel like sometimes seeing it in person is a little bit easier.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a big fan of you know, buy local. I really am. You know, and that means not the big box stores, but more of the
right.
What do they call the
mom and pop?
Yeah, the mom and pop type of you know, actual stores, and you know, I'd like to see more of them. So, you know what? My thought on that, even though, gosh, you know, the guy from Amazon probably stops by my house once a week with a CD
because right.
You know it's so much easier to order CDs. I see a band I like, and next thing I know, it's ordered. And you know what I had noticed, Anne-Marie, is more and more of these places are going free delivery. I don't know if this is because they're trying to.
It's always good when you. I find like I will not purchase something specifically not unless there is a coupon, a deal, or free shipping.
Wow.
I will kind of steer away from a site that doesn't have that because. Why pay shipping if there's so many other sites out there that will offer you free shipping?
Now, me being a guy, you know, coupons are, you know, escape me, the whole idea of stuff, especially like an online coupon. But even if you don't know if a coupon exists, you can do a little, and I think I learned this from
you.
You can do a little research and find out. And where are some of the sites you can go to check those out, Anne-Marie?
Well, there's specific mom bloggers that do, I'm just going to Google right as I'm talking to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
That focus on coupons. Like there's a whole other, I'm not an expert in the coupon arena, but I want to say, I'm looking it up right now, the Coupon Goddess.
Oh, okay.
One.
Yeah? So if you go to her site and say, I'm looking for X, does a coupon exist?
Yeah. So I feel like if you there's plenty of bloggers that kind of focus on that. But, yeah, if you do a little digging and searching, there are specific items that you would never buy without a coupon. Like right now, I think we're all dealing with allergies. You know, you have to have a coupon because the allergy, over-the-counter allergy medicines are very expensive.
Everything.
So that's something I would never buy without a coupon.
Ah, good thoughts. Yeah. And even like on your online shopping, you know. And then there's something called, what is it that you use a coupon on top of a coupon? There's a name for that, right?
Double clipping.
Yeah,
double.
There's some name. And you can do that where, you know, if the store offers it for X and you've got a coupon.
Like for grocery shopping, there was a whole a TV series on going to the grocery store and watching these women actually purchase hundreds of dollars of items at the grocery store and getting it for like a penny.
Unbelievable.
So there is an art to it. There really is.
Yeah, you know what? But you got to have the time.
It's
almost like, you know, these people can do it because it's almost a full-time job.
It really is, but you know there are extreme couponing. That was it on TLC.
Extreme couponing,
the crazy coupon lady. So there was a whole. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, you do like as a regular person, you like to kind of you'd like to save $5 on your
wouldn't everybody?
You know, on your grocery bills, but there are people who take it to the extreme.
What are some of the things that have grabbed your eye over the past week? Anything you need to share with us that you've seen that you go, this is interesting?
Oh, any new products in the pipeline?
That's it.
So I just went to an event today by a company. It's an Italian company called Erba Vita. And
it's, Erba Vita.
They have a lot of herbal products. They have like a kids line. They have for digestive health, immune system, and women's health. So I'm going to be doing a review on those products.
Oh, okay, cool. So we'll be able to follow that on trendymommies.com.
That is it.
Did we get a little sneak peek? Did you like them?
Well, so far, I gathered we had a presentation today. Very interesting because, you know, when you talk about herbal products, you know, it feels like Europe is well ahead of us in that area. So it'll be they just launched in the U.S., so it'll be interesting. I'll do a little bit more research, and I will test out the product.
All right, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next week, and we'll look at some great Mother's Day ideas as well.
Yes, I will do my homework.
All right. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Sounds good.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much. And if people want to find out more about what you're up to, and it's a very informative place to go, trendymommies.com. And you're on Facebook now, too. You can also get all that same information, right, if they go and like you?
That's right. Like me.
Oh, everybody. Like you. All right. Just go to Trendy Mommies on Facebook. Look it up and, you know, like, and they'll get all the great information, right?
Yes, that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
All right, bye-bye.
Anne-Marie Seldon, our trendy mommy here on 980 WCAP.